This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Love to Kathy and anyone else who might be listening.
Don't be afraid.
This is
KBOO Portland.
Listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Don't be afraid.
This is KBOO.
The UU Hour.
And now it is time for the city that once worked.
On tonight's episode, the inaugurations.
Coming through! I'm a member of the UU Hour Board of Directors! Get out of my way!
Yes, sir, Mr. Board Member.
Where is Roy UU? I told him not to use those computer voices, but he paid no attention to me!
I have no idea, sir.
In fact, just a few minutes prior to this rude interruption.
If that bossy UU Hour board member comes around, just tell him I stepped out for a while. I'll just be hiding in that closet over there until the show airs.
Got it, boss?
What are you? When you see him, tell him to come see me ASAP! Comprehende?
Yes, sir.
Good. And what is your name?
John Doe, sir.
If I don't hear from him, it's your head, Doe. You have to be firm with these people.
You can come out now, boss. He's gone.
Okay. From the top, people.
And now it is time for the city that once worked.
Good evening. My name is Viv UU, and I am one of the co-producers of the city that once worked. Tonight, I will be your narrator. It is January, and you know what that means. We will be having some inaugurations this month. The city that once worked is getting a new mayor, Sharky Scales. Eventually, Sharky got over the shock of his incredible good fortune to have been up against an opponent that was even sketchier than he was.
Sweetie, where are the car keys? I have to drive to the city that once worked.
Sweetie, you'd better think. You can't be still living in Vancouver while you're still mayor. And you better rethink the car. You know how much people in the city that once worked hate hummus.
But I love Vancouver. We don't pay any taxes. I could drive an army tank and everyone would think it's fine. And the malls are so great here. I can't give it up.
I warned you, Sharky, that if you win the mayoral race, it would mean moving back to the city that once worked.
But they are so mean there. I'll have to give up my Hummer. The last time I drove it in the city that once worked, someone keyed it. And they'll make me ride a bike, even when it's raining.
Really, sweetie? What were you thinking?
Well, it's one thing to be mayor, but quite another to have to live there.
Oh, but sweetie, look on the bright side. You'll be in charge of the police and the development commission. You can control who really lives in the city that once worked. You can complete what your predecessors began.
Yes. Yes. We will gentrify the entire city.
And of course, President Obama-rama will be celebrating his second inauguration as president.
Oh boy, Michelle, we got elected for a second term.
You know what that means, don't you?
Oh, honey. Well, for starters, we're hiking up taxes on the rich, limiting tax deductions on high earners, and raising the inheritance taxes.
And we're giving away free birth control for all, free education for single moms, and reparations for everyone who isn't male, white, and heterosexual.
And we're going to tax soda, make hate speech illegal, and open up the borders.
We'll make Faux News' worst nightmares come to life.
We'll invite Bill Ayers to the White House.
We'll require all public schools to hold diversity days.
They just thought we were their worst nightmare. Now we'll become their reality.
Whoa!
At least that is the version of Obamarama portrayed by the extreme right-wing Faux News.
The number one show that dominates cable news.
On tonight's news, our leading story, just in from somewhere in the internet. President Obamarama secretly used mind control techniques to get reelected.
In this breaking story, it has been revealed that President Obamarama secretly employed psychologists, seers, and practitioners of black magic to brainwash the American people to re-elect him in the November 2012 election.
That is outrageous, and with inauguration coming up in only 13 days, we must do something about it.
And for those of you who still insist on verification of our stories by the liberal media, this was found in none other than the New York Times, so they're fact freaks.
And furthermore, it is well known within the GOP and Faux News that Obamarama is extraordinarily gifted with Jedi mind tricks.
As if building the worst entitlement culture since the clitoris administration isn't enough.
Oh yes, Obamarama never met an entitlement to the unworthy he didn't like. Unfortunately, his largesse does not extend to the real victims here, the job creators, that most hated and reviled group ever.
It's class warfare is what it is. It's class warfare, and I say bring him up for treason.
I say we deport him back to his native land, Kenya.
He should be impeached just on the basis of that mother of his. What a slut. Whatever happened to good breeding and the modest feminine behavior, something we've always expected from the mothers of presidents in the past.
Mind control is something we must nip in the bud. Before you know it, he will convince us to recycle and give disabled people rights.
Before you know it, he will force us to send our children to public schools where they are forced to learn about embracing diversity and gay marriage.
The number one show that dominates.
While we breathlessly wait for Swill and Ann's fears to come true, we go now to the new home of Sharky Scales as he prepares for his mayoral inauguration in the city that once worked, a role he has hungered after for decades.
Okay, honey. I took your advice and moved to the city that once worked. I guess the We Have Moreland neighborhood will be fine. There are no poor people here, so that we won't have to disrupt the nice, quiet atmosphere with new construction for urban renewal.
See, sweetie, it all worked out. And we have the place in Vancouver in my name, so you can sneak off to play with your hummer anytime you want.
Sorry, honey. I was being such a baby about that. I really like the city that once worked, and I'm determined to make it work again.
That's the spirit, sweetie. Now let's go over to the Vancouver place, get some legal marijuana and some fast food. No place makes it better than Vancouver. And then we'll drive over to the shooting range in the hummer.
Great idea, babe. Give me a minute, okay? I need to copy some of these old inauguration speeches of previous mayors. That isn't cheating, is it?
Of course it isn't. Those meanies at the Borregonian were just being political when they accused you of plagiarism. Everyone copies, sweetie.
I told them that, but they wouldn't listen to me.
Well, they say when you point your finger at someone, you'll get three fingers pointing back at you.
Yes. That reporter is going to have a lot of fingers pointing at him.
Oh, sweetie, you are going to be the best mayor ever, and I'll be the first lady of the city that once worked. Now let's go to Vancouver and have some fun.
While Mayor and Mrs. Sharky were laughing it up in Vancouver, we must interrupt this program because the writers are having a little problem and cannot progress with the story until they have it resolved. We return to the hallowed ground of the Ubu Hour writer's room.
Hey, you!
Yes? Can I help you? It's that bossy Ubu Hour board member. Better tread carefully. He is trouble.
I can't find that Ubu guy. What's his name? Russ?
You mean Roy?
That would be, you mean Roy, sir.
Yes,
when
sir.
When he gets here, send him to my office immediately. I have a wonderful idea for my board inauguration, and I need him to help me out.
He is so mean.
Oh my God. I'm having an
A board of directors inauguration? That's crazy. We've never done that before.
That's worse than the guy who was paying people to vote for him.
Even worse than the guy who sued the Ubu Hour to get the donor list.
And the gal who only wanted to be president, otherwise she wasn't interested.
The egos. They forget it's only a tiny radio theater show.
But they treat it as if their very survival was at stake.
While the Ubu Hour writers ponder the antics of present and past Ubu Hour board members, we return to Swill and Anne, who have worked themselves into a lather.
The number one show that dominates cable news, The O'Reilly Show.
In a mere 21 days, our great nation will be held hostage for another 4 years by the most evil human being in existence. Even worse than Hitler or Stalin. And of course I mean the evil Barack Hussein Obama-rama.
This man's evil has not been surpassed in the history of the world.
And yet our fervent warnings, we are patriots after all, have gone unheeded by the creeping liberal populace. And we now have come to the crisis point.
In 3 weeks, our once great nation will be in the grasp of a horrendous monster. And I don't mean Godzilla or Barney, that PBS stooge intended to desensitize our precious children to real monsters like Barack Hussein Obama-rama.
They are all love, happiness, and Stevie Wonder now that their hero has been reelected. Their hero, the Jedi with his mind tricks.
Won't they be surprised when they wake up some morning and find themselves enslaved?
They'll start getting ideas.
Ideas? What kind of ideas?
The bad kind. The kind of ideas good Americans shouldn't be having.
It all began with that damned White House organic garden, and then Michelle Obama-rama's attack on overweight children.
We'll all be forced to have a gay marriage.
It's the PC thought police on steroids. His Jedi mind tricks will force us all to become I can't say it. Oh, God, no.
Anne, it's okay. Don't cry. You know the faux news research team is working around the clock to find something, anything, to keep this atrocity from happening. There will be dirt.
Oh, there better be, Swell. The idea of being forced to recycle a compost makes me want to retch.
And potlucks. That's how liberals entertain, you know. They have potlucks. When I was working in the city that once worked, that's all we had. Potluck. It was always something with wheat groats, too.
I would rather die. Of course, as you know, I don't eat, and on extremely rare occasion that I am forced to swallow something, I discreetly remove it from my person with the help of a finger down my...
Okay, Anne, that's enough. Get a grip, woman.
Swill, how can these things bother you when we are in the middle of a national emergency? We are being brainwashed by our alleged president who has employed psychiatrists, seers, and witch doctors to control the minds of the American people.
That's right, Anne. We must focus on this disaster. We'll tackle potlucks later. First things first, after all.
The number one show.
And so, another episode of The City That Once Worked passes. We'll be back next month with more outrages and atrocities.
The City That Once Worked was written and produced by Virginia Furr, directed by Virginia Furr and Rolf Sandbreben, and voiced by
Kirsten,
Rolf,
Noah,
Bonnie,
Randy Saltzman,
Cayenne Pepper.
Sorry. You're Art, I'm sorry, that's your name?
Okay, everyone. Tonight we bring you a tale of the damned. Some might say it is about the injustice of the rich, but really the story is about the importance of hard work to achieve your goals.
That's right. The reason we are here is that we had good ideas, we were smart, and we worked hard. That's why we are the owners of the world. Our reward is the exclusiveness of Zone 1. Why should we share that with some loser from Zone 2 or 3?
The story of the damned begins like this. Once upon a time, some people in a village lived by a river. The river provided them with fish to eat and water to drink. And life was good for the village by the river.
Some people look at progress with negativity. But things never stay the same. The world is in constant flux. If you don't become master of change, then you become its slave. You can't dream of a golden age that never was.
One day, the river stopped flowing. The village was alarmed. Several members of the village traveled upstream to see what was wrong. They came upon a dam on the river, and beyond that, a second village that had built the dam.
Resources are worthless until one develops them. The ingenuity of a few men propels progress for all mankind. Certainly one would not begrudge the money that is bestowed on those who bring about this progress.
Why would anyone produce anything new or accomplish anything if there is no positive reinforcement? Why do we want to punish the best in society with higher taxes?
Hark! A villager speaks to the people of the second village.
This is our river too. You can't take away our water. We need the water to survive.
We build this dam whether you like it or not. We have more people than you, and we live upriver from you. We need to dam the river to harness its energy.
Damn your dam. Our village will die if you dam the river.
There's nothing you can do. We are wealthier than you, and we can make laws. By building a dam, we bring greater benefit to mankind. We can't let your petty grievances stand in the way of progress and the future.
Thus, the person from the second village shoo-shooed away the people of the first village. Any questions? Yes.
What would happen if someone built another dam further up the river? What would the second village think of that?
An interesting question. The same rules you use against someone else can also be used against you. The second village would be screwed at their own game. The irony.
The importance of this story is to think big. One succeeds with a smart idea and hard work to earn a place in society for oneself and one's offspring. You are all here today because your parents or grandparents earned a seat at the table of plenty we call Zone 1.
And soon the people upriver made improvements to the water by filtering it and processing it and putting it in bottles for the convenience of those downstream.
And what do you think happened next? Soon the people upriver built a plant to bottle the water. And with the waste from the plastic bottles, the people downstream were forced to buy bottled water.
The downstreamers no longer had to drink dirty river water. They could enjoy the convenience of bottled water.
The story of dams is the story of the injustice of the rich, who steal from us by privatization and capitalization of resources. They steal from the public good to further their agenda of greed, wealth, and power.
Psst, Professor. Drones.
Lesson over today, class. Everyone needs to run.
Gatherings are allowed by permit only in Zone 3. Keep your eyes open for suspicious activity and report immediately to nearest security personnel.
He took off in a hurry.
He had to. A drone is headed this way.
But can they stop him from...
It's a free country. But if you're considered an enemy of the state, and maybe they kill someone by mistake, but with all the secrecy, what can you do?
It's like the security people run the place.
You've got that right. At least here in Zone 3, security people and monsters. Hey, what's your name?
Lola.
You want to do something?
Do something? Like what? What is there to do around here?
I can think of something, you hot little thing.
Get your hands off me. I have to work.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a dump like this?
I said get off.
Any problem here?
No, no problem. I'm just trying to be nice.
Yeah, sure.
He leers at me and rubs his groin as I turn to leave. I don't know if he follows me. I need to get out of here. Zone 3 with its cramped tunnels and dank alleys and concrete pits. Turn left, then right to the interzone. Girls get raped in the interzone. Sure, they get raped other places, but the interzone is more dangerous. One has to pass through it to reach Zone 2. I look behind me, but he's not there.
Do not leave Zone 3 unless you have proper authorization. All others will be punished to the fullest extent of the law. No stopping or loitering in the interzones.
If I had some money, I wouldn't stay here. There's better girls in Zone 2. I'm sick of this miserable shithole.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we ask for your undivided attention?
Welcome to the world of zones. To make life better for all the citizens of the land, vast walls have been erected to separate the economic zones.
Zone 1. Great towers and spires to instill inspiration on the rest of the citizenry. Vast halls and corridors, idyllic rooftops, countrysides, and quick transit cars to quaint beachscapes. Lush interiors with plush furniture and no clutter. This is where the important people live.
Whereas in Zone 2, in the shadow of those towers, the middle class toil in ever-crumbling neighborhoods, the towers beckon to those who work hard to achieve success.
In Zone 2, fear of encroachment from the slums festers like a cancer into watches and militias and rebels.
And Zone 3, outside of society, at the edge of the toxic outlands, where the refuge of humanity, shut out by the great greed capital hogism, are left to suffer and die.
Zone 1, opulence and shiny surfaces, exquisite foods and worship of God, and the almighty dollar. In Zone 1, wine and water flow abundant. Zone 1 is the motivator to all that society can accomplish. Zone 1 is our reward.
Meanwhile, in Zone 2, where people are called twites, life is still quite nice, and one can have hope. Except for troublemakers who breed resentment with ideas like class warfare and inequality, one must be ever vigilant against the menace of those who envy wealth and are unwilling to work for it.
Some say the troublemakers came from the outside. You know what I mean. They come from Zone 3, the Thrites.
That's right. They want to stir up discontent. They are too lazy. We need something to keep those people out.
We can let a few in to do the crap jobs our lazy shit sons and daughters refuse to do.
You don't want to build a wall, do you?
Sure. More security is exactly what we need. No security means no safety. No safety dampens this pursuit of happiness and freedom.
We need to enhance freedom. We need to build a wall. Who's with me? Chant along. We need a wall.
We need a wall. We need a wall. We need a wall. We need a wall. We need a wall.
And then there's Zone 3, dark tunnels and tiny rooms, crowded corridors and too many people, asphalt wastelands at the edge of burning refuse mountains, open sewers and a urine stench heavy in the air.
Beyond Zone 3 is the outer zone of burning brushlands where heavy-armed T-militias, survivalists, escaped terrorists, and Christian cultists vie for territory. Out there, drones shoot any moving thing that is not bunkered down. Is it any worse than Zone 3?
Zone 3 is where hope died generations ago. We call these people Thrites. They leached on the tit of the welfare state, and everyone is wasted on hard drugs.
Not everyone. That's blatant propaganda. Besides, you'd take drugs too if you had to live here, just to cope with the abject misery. It's the only way some people get by.
Those people are worthless. They are less than animals. They are shit. The people on that side. They smell bad. They won't work. They suck up resources. Most of them are ugly and sickly, disease-spreading vermin.
But they are human beings, Brunt. Everyone is a human being. I don't look down at you because you're a twite.
I won't always be a twite. Besides, you're too much of a woman for those pansy-fancy oneers, spoiled and suckled by the wealth boob. Inbred elitists brainwashed by their ideology. You don't want them. You want a real man like me, even if I am from Zone 2.
Don't you see, Brunt? You are part of the problem. Zones are part of the problem. And all this security makes things worse. It makes people more afraid.
Catherine, that's nonsense. I hope they don't teach you bullshit like that in Zone 1.
Are you kidding? Nothing of the sort. They try to brainwash us into being just like them. That's all they want, to keep everyone in the loony bin.
So that's why you see me? I'm just your escape?
That's right, Brent. You're merely a tool. That's why I sleep with you, to piss off my rich parents.
Is that why you won't marry me?
Maybe someday. Not now. You only want to marry me to get into Zone 1.
You just wait, Catherine. Things are changing. I know some people. Something big is going down, and I'm going to ride that wave in. I'll ride that wave to your heart.
A heart is just an organ. It doesn't even sound very good for an organ. All it makes is a rhythm track, like a broken Casio. The same pitter-pat over and over until it dies. Now, I need to help my brother. Later, Brunt.
And then she's gone, back to Zone 1. I have limited papers, certain times. But if I work my way up, all one needs to do is work for success, and not succumb to sloth or drugs or carnality or idleness. I am still sitting in the room, staring at her image. When?
Brunt! What are you doing? Can we come in?
Chowster!
It's me and the boys making some noise! You want to go with us to the inner zone? Pick up some girls?
Yeah, me and Chowster and the boys going down to buy some thry whores to fuck. You know them thry whores like it when you do all that nasty stuff to them.
You pay them enough, they'll let you do anything. Not like that ditty bar cock teaser twice. Hey, you with us, bro?
I don't know. Aren't you worried about catching something from them?
Not if you get them young enough. I ever tell you the time I bought a couple young thright sluts into my van for candy? We'd go at it for hours. Chains and straps and cold metal bars. I gotta show you the video sometime.
Enough from you, cross shit. I don't want to hear it.
So, Brunt,
Are you coming?
That's a good one, Chowster. Are you coming? I hear telling Brunt's got some elite Zone 1 pussy. That's where he's doing his coming.
Crawshit, you are fuck-ass drunk as fuck. We've got patrol in a few hours.
Well, shit is shitting, Chowster. The fuck? Brunt don't want to go because he got good pussy from the owners.
Fuck, man. Fuck, man, you don't want to be messing with owners. Pussy. Fuck, that stuff is deadly. We shouldn't even be talking about that shit. You need to shut your cunt mouth, Crawshit.
That's right, Crawshit. You're lucky I don't demote you for this. No more alcohol. And take some of these peps.
So, Brunt, you in?
Not tonight.
Meanwhile, in a palatial mansion in Zone 1, Catherine meets her brother, Montgomery.
Security is safety. Have a nice day, wonderful citizen.
Hi, Catherine. I didn't know if you'd show up.
Relax, Monty. You still want to do this?
Yes, I'm tired of this place. It's stifling. I need something new. Maybe I've caught your bug, Catherine.
You might not find anything better in Zone 2. First of all, you need to look different if you're slumming.
I thought these old clothes would be...
Not unless we lose a couple buttons. A torn pocket. And a smudge. A little grease. You don't want to become a victim of class resentment. There. That's better.
Just give me the map, Catherine.
I'll load it into your tab. Just be careful, Monty.
I won't do anything you wouldn't do.
That's what I'm afraid of. Stay alert. And have fun.
Warning. You are now leaving Zone 1. Please take all precautions as necessary. Do not use interzone corridors for interzone 1 travel. Please be alert, as security beyond Zone 1 is not at approved standards.
Hey, babe, I got what you want. Come on over here. Yeah.
Hey, you want a good time, honey? I got what you need.
No, thanks. No, thanks. The gate to Zone 2 should be, here. Oh, damn, why won't it open?
Is the gate locked? Not again.
Locked, but... Whoa, you are, where did you come from? You're like an angel.
There's another over at the next section.
You know your way around here, don't you? Monty's my name, and it's a great pleasure to... hey, wait up! What's your name? I want to talk to you. Now, where did she go? She walks so fast. Oh, there she is. Oh, over there.
Entering Zone 2. Be aware of restrictions and curfews.
Hey, you! Halt!
Me?
What were you doing in the inner zone?
I just stepped out here by mistake, sir.
You weren't sex soliciting, were you? Do you have proper papers?
No, I wasn't.
If you can't give me papers, you'll have to give me something else, if you know what I mean, sweetheart. What a sweet, slender neck you have. And nice, firm titties.
Please, sir, let go of me. Listen, sir, I'm with... him?
What... what's going on?
There you are. I thought you'd gotten lost.
You there. Do you know this girl?
I freeze as a security man looms before me. Beyond, the girl mouths silently to me, but I don't understand.
I ask you a question. Do you know this girl?
Well, yes. That girl, she's...
yes, that girl. He stepped out there by mistake, and I stepped out to call him back. He's my fiancé. Isn't that right?
Well, no. I just met her over there by the...
You bitch! You fucking stab me! I'll fucking...
My God. You just...
You saw what he's about to do to me?
You should have just shown him your papers.
Yeah, right. Now help me drag the body out to the inner zone before somebody comes by.
We need to call the authorizationizers.
No, we need to hurry before they get here. Grab his other foot. I can't do this by myself. Okay, one, two. Heave! Ah. One, two. Heave!
This is crazy.
Shut up and heave. One, two. Heave! Okay, let's go back inside.
Holy Jesus, I hear sirens.
Just keep walking now, down this corridor.
That was something else. I haven't even been here for a moment, and I can't believe I let you talk me into helping you drag this body out there.
I can't believe you did it either, but I was desperate. I had no other options.
But you just killed a security officer.
He wanted to rape me and kill me. If you hadn't distracted him, he'd have succeeded. I owe you one.
You should have reported it or something. You can't just take the law into your own hands.
Are you fucked? He is the law around here. Footsteps are coming. Let's duck in here. Come closer.
What are you
Shh. Kiss me, you idiot. You know you want him. Okay, they're past. Let's go.
You move too fast for me. Are all twites like this?
You're not from around here, are you?
Is it that obvious?
To shit stink?
That was nice, back there. Kissing you.
Yeah, maybe we can do it for real sometime.
I don't even know your name.
Lola.
That's a funny name.
Short for lullaby. And I have a sister named Melody. The parents were drunk on music when they named us.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Lola. My name is Montgomery Thornton. But you can call me Monty.
So, Monty, what brings you to Zone 2?
I don't know. I was bored. I wanted something different.
You wanted to find easy women. You wanted a cheap slut or a whore. They don't have those in the owner zone, do they?
No, and no. That's not it at all. Though I do find most of the women in Zone 1 rather pretentious. Whereas you, the moment I set eyes on you out there in the inner zone, you're very attractive, Lola.
No time for that. We gotta get out of here. Keep moving. Security's gonna be everywhere when they find the body.
Maybe I can buy them off.
Or maybe they rob you and rape me and kill us both afterwards. Maybe they'll even rape you.
You have a rather dark view of authority.
You don't even know what it is, living up there in the towers of luxury. This way. There's the door. Now hold my hand, it's very dark.
I can't see a damn thing.
All the lights are burnt out, they're broken. This way.
It's dark, but at least I have her hand in mine as I follow her through the dank corridor through another doorway. My nostrils are immediately assailed by a horrible stench.
I can't even breathe! Where are we?
This is a garbage lane. We need to get out of the area.
Really? It still smells. This tunnel is really... I don't think I can breathe in here for very long.
Stop whining. We'll be out of here in no time.
I follow her through the dank, gloomy tunnel for many minutes until, at last, we emerge into a large open space, like the interior of an enormous parking garage. Listless people stumble past. Others lie in corners and puddles of their own piss. From somewhere, a baby cries piteously.
My God, Lola, I never realized parts in Zone 2 are so wretched. They don't show this on the good media.
No, I guess not. This is how the other 99% lives, you might say. Just don't talk too loud, or we'll have swarms of them around here. Flies on shit to hit you up for money. If you give them money, that's less money you have for me.
You want some money?
Not so loud, you idiot. You like me, don't you?
Yes.
How much you got on you?
I don't know, maybe 40?
Any currency, or is it all e-money?
American currency? You people still use that?
Never mind. Maybe you can give me a gift or something?
Give you some money?
Sure, you like me, don't you? And I like you.
You do?
Yes, and I never really thank you for helping me back there.
I'm glad I did it. I really find you... I can't really express it in words.
No, about expressing it with some cash.
Maybe we can go somewhere and get to know each other.
Go somewhere?
Where there's not so many people?
Good luck in finding that place around here. I'm sure you really want to know me? Maybe you won't like me when you find out more.
I can't believe that. I just saw you kill someone.
That's true, but it was self-defense.
I suppose it was at that.
Anyway, what I was saying is that we like each other, right? But you have more money, so it wouldn't be right if we, you know, we need to be more on an equal footing, or it would just be like, I'm just doing these things for your money, which is absurd. But if you gave me some of it now as a gift, then it would be, you see, we'd be more on equal ground.
Give you some money? We'll have to find an auto bank.
There aren't any around here that aren't broken and are patrolled by loot gangs.
We need to get out of this place. It's cramped and dirty and... I'm starting to feel sick. I can't believe Zone 2 is so...
Zone 2? We're in Zone 3 right now.
Zone 3? Oh my god, Zone 3? What the hell are...
It's so loud, Monty. You got a place to go?
Monty, where's your friend?
Friend? I'm just here by myself.
No, I saw you come in with a girl. You can't keep secrets from me. Otherwise, others will learn them too. There she is. Why don't you come out, dear?
Lola, this is my sister, Catherine.
Lola? Strange name. You're not from Zone 1, are you?
No.
I hope you didn't bring me here without papers. Monty?
I didn't. Think about that. We came through the 7th Avenue inner zone.
I don't have papers for Zone 1. And you need to be careful. I know someone in security, and they are stepping up patrols in the inner zones.
Brunt told you that?
Not directly, but he's part of it. At least you don't have to go to the Thright ones, Lola.
Yeah, at least I don't have to go there.
Wait a second. Don't tell me. You are from there?
Catherine, how could you even suggest that? Does she look like she's from Zone 3? Look at her, Catherine.
He's a little slow, isn't he?
You are beautiful, Lola. I don't care what zone you're from, but we need to get you out of here.
No, not a Thright. She can't be a Thright?
Now get your clothes on. Lola, come with me.
I can do it, Catherine. You're already in trouble.
Nonsense, Monty. You have a reputation to uphold. And I know my way around the inner zone better than you do.
Yeah, that's where you met Brunt, isn't it?
It's the best place to meet anyone. Okay, you're dressed now, Lola. Come with me, dear. This way.
Sure thing.
Do you like my brother?
I guess so.
But you're indifferent about it, aren't you?
You know how it is. The guy wants to treat you like he owns you. It doesn't matter what zone they're from. The zone walls aren't the only boundaries.
You are very insightful, Lola. You don't love him, do you?
I didn't say that.
But you don't.
Now that we're alone, is this where you give me the talk about how much your brother means to you and that I should walk away and never see him again?
If I was someone else, yes. But no. He can take care of himself, and I think you are beautiful, Lola. I can see why he likes you. I want to talk to you about something else.
Something else?
Yes. That tattoo on your inner thigh. Can I see it again?
It's nothing, really.
I have one just like it. See that?
You are part of the underground resistance?
Yes. In fact, I'm working right now on infiltrating the higher levels of security. You mustn't say anything to Monty about it. Maybe someday.
when we've succeeded in destroying the walls.
But you have everything. You're one of the Oneers.
It's nothing. They are as much slaves to their wealth addiction as the Thrites are slaves of poverty. The system eats away at their souls as they pretend they don't see the misery that deep inside they know is beyond the walls.
Most of them don't see that at all, I should think. They don't care about anything beyond their estates and their money. If the resistance succeeds, won't you lose all your wealth and privilege, Catherine?
I don't care. I don't need wealth and privilege to hold a lovely girl like you in my arms, do I?
No, I guess not.
This is okay, isn't it? Do you want me to stop?
No, not at all. Don't stop, but what will Monty think?
Monty be damned. After we make love, I'll get you home safely.
We now go to the plush palace of Warren and Elizabeth Thornton. They are a paradigm of good Zone 1 citizenship, with a heritage that stretched back to the times of states and statuses and statues of ancestors.
We won't tell you how they got their money, because they own a cabal of lawyers who can sue for libel. We don't dare say anything about Warren and Elizabeth at all.
We can't tell you how Warren Thornton grew his father's fortune into an even larger fortune. We know he did it through honesty because there are no criminals in Zone 1.
Some twites and thrites will tell you that the rich are all criminals, but there is no crime in Zone 1. All the crime happens in Zone 2 and 3. Only the best, most moral citizens live in Zone 1. Do not listen to lies.
Lies from jealous twites and thrites. Lies from those who are too lazy to help create better society through progress and industry. Lies from those who try to poison the entire Zonetopia with their socialist ideology.
And because we can't say too much about Warren and Elizabeth Thornton, two of Zone 1's honored citizens, we will let you enter their living room so that you can hear what they say. Now be quiet so they don't hear you.
Elizabeth enters the room and starts to walk up to...
Shh. You don't want them to hear you.
Warren, what's up?
It's Catherine. Hingham's boy told me something.
Hingham's boy will tell you anything. Catherine broke him like a twig. He's not a very good source.
I checked her phone. He's not throwing thrite at us.
That girl, how can she be such a problem? We gave her everything, Warren. She shouldn't do this to us. What is her moral indiscretion this time? Not another girl.
No, a man this time. A twite. His name is Brunt.
Well, at least it's a man, Warren.
How can she do this to us? What did we do wrong? Why does she want to demean herself this way? With a twite?
Is she here? We need to talk to her. Have the servant fetch her.
Hi, Daddy. Mom, what's up?
We need to talk to Catherine.
We have evidence you've been cavorting with a twite by the name of Blunt.
Brunt? He's just a friend.
A friend? Why on earth would you want him as a friend?
You can't tell me what to do. I'm not a child. I can live my own life the way I want.
We just want to help, dear. We don't want you to make any decisions you later regret. We're only looking out for your best interests, Catherine. Your security.
I don't need your security. Security is not freedom.
Watch your mouth, young lady. You're already in enough trouble without making fun of serious matters.
Look at me, Catherine. Have you engaged in sexual intercourse with this twite? Have you, Catherine?
I don't have to answer that. I'm 23 years old.
Yes, 23, and you should think about your future, darling. You need to head on the right path.
You have, haven't you? answer me, Catherine. Did you engage in sexual activities with that twite?
I don't have to tell you. Not the normal ones. I know what I'm doing. You can't control me.
I just don't see why you don't get back together with the handsome boy. If he'll have you after...
It's going to be a lot harder marrying you off. Now that you've been sullied and soiled by a twite.
Oh, it's not serious. I can't think of myself spending my life with him. What a tawdry, depressing dream that would eventually become. Besides... I've met someone new.
Someone new?
Oh, Lord, why did you do this to us?
Yes, I found someone today. Someone I can actually see myself spending my life with. Someone that does something to me.
Not another twite, I hope.
Shh, no. The person is not a twite.
Are you being honest? He's not a twite.
Yes. The person is in no way a twite whatsoever.
That's wonderful, dear.
Finally.
Anyway, this new one, I don't know if they share the same worldview as me. I don't know if the person wants to see me again. But I think they are the one for me.
What is this gentleman's name, Catherine?
Now I need to leave. Mom and Dad, I'm late for an important,
Late for what? Catherine? Catherine!
What a relief. She's not dating a twite. Now, if only the young man doesn't reject her on account of her past indiscretions.
Still, there's something that bothers me, Warren. She was evasive. She never referred to this new person as a he.
I'm sure it's a man, dear. She implied as much. I think...
Do you think she's fallen back on her old decadences, Warren?
I hadn't thought about that. Maybe you're right. Come to think of it, she was evasive about the new one. But at least he's not a twite.
What could be worse? That she date a twite who's at least of the proper gender or some woman from our own zone?
I don't know. Which would cause more problems with neighbors and the council? Which would lose us more friends?
At least with the twite, there's a chance of glossing over facts. Over time, people might forget where he came from.
On the other hand, can she really be happy with someone from the lower class? When I think of that brute man handling her soft white skin with his rough calloused paws as he spits his coarse language into her ears. If she spends too much time with him, she'll become like him, pulled down to his twite squalor.
She won't be able to come to our gatherings. She'll become de-zoned. Perhaps it would be better if she lived quietly with a girl from her own zone. But then Catherine can never do anything quietly, can she?
Monty! Come in, boy!
I think Catherine stole my new girlfriend.
See, Warren, I told you she was hiding something.
Tell us about this girl, Monty!
Catherine claims this girl is not a twite.
No, she's not a twite at all. Her name is Lola.
Well... That's at least a bit of a relief.
Lola? What an odd name. She's not Jewish, is she?
It was kind of weird. I think I got her upset when I reacted to that, finding out she's not a twite.
If she's going to sleep with girls, they better not be from Zone 2. That's all I got to say about it. That would be too much. Way, way too much.
That's right. Your father and I just debated whether it would be worse for Catherine to date a man from Zone 2 or a girl from our own zone.
I guess I was surprised to find out she wasn't a twite. I mean, I didn't mean to put her down or anything. Catherine guessed it, and I overreacted.
Whatever on earth are you talking about, Monty?
Why were you surprised she was from this zone, Monty?
But she's not from Zone 1, not at all.
That doesn't make sense. Catherine assured us this girl was not a twite. Therefore, she must be from Zone 1.
How could Catherine lie to us like that?
No, the girl is from Zone 3. The girl's a thrite.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't think I heard you properly. There's something wrong with my ears. Oh, heavenly Lord Jesus.
Lola. Lola, the girl is from Zone 3. The other zone.
No!
Oh, my God.
No!
I think I'm about to faint. Catch me, Warren. This is the worst day of my life. My poor little girl.
Meanwhile, at the edge of the Zone 1 and 2 inner zone.
So here's the plan, men. None of this is to get out to the general public. What you're about to hear in this room is of the utmost top secret. Is that clear?
Yes, sir, Commander Brunt.
Because of security issues, the leaders in Zone 1 have decided to create a new zone. We'll at first call it the Security Zone. It will separate Zone 1 from the other zones. This zone will be our zone, with more and more money being spent on security, detention, and law enforcement. This zone will bring many career opportunities for people in Zone 2 and 3 to move up. Here is the map of what the new zone system will look like.
So that's it.
Good job, Catherine. Placing that device on Brunt. We got it all recorded.
Eventually, Zone 2 will be phased out. Zones 2 and 3 will merge. The middle class is already crumbling away into poverty. The jobs are gone. When the old Zone 2 becomes a part of Zone 3, the new security zone will be Zone 2. This new system can bring a better equilibrium to the zone system. The security zone creates an impervious barrier to preserve the freedom of all citizens, at the same time offering a chance for those in the lower zone to move up the ladder. And when some of us become rich from security work, we join the owners in Zone 1.
And there we have it. We can expose their plan to the people of Zone 2 and 3. We'll show them how they are being treated like pawns by the owners. We can bring the revolution alive for real.
You think most of the people out there in Zone 2 will listen? Even this won't wake them up from a corporate media stupor. Most people can't see out of their own assholes.
It's worth the effort. We can't give up now. Together, Lola, you and I will set an example. Even if we fail, even if you...
Whatever, you're crazy, Catherine, if you think... Even if the walls come down, there will be other walls. Psychological walls. The walls in each of our heads.
Even if we fail, we can set an example for the future.
The future. There is no such thing as a future in Zone 3. That's just another luxury for you rich people. When you live day to day, what is the future? You can buy a future with your money, but me? I just want to survive.
The Zones, written and produced by Rolf Semprebon for Ubu Hour Radio Theater and performed by the following.
All right, names for the credit.
It's Red Willow.
Ian Gadberry.
Dr. Spo.
Margaret.
Rolf.
Conch.
Slurm.
Jeff.
Paula. The bookkeeper.
No apprentice.
No avail.
No apprentice.
No avail.
No.
No apprentice. No avail. No avail.
Slurm.
Jeff. Oh. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas! Mine! Mine! Everything is mine! 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 Mine!
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
Title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
You.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Ole, ole, it's go time!
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd sing the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 tiki, tiki room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little louder.
In the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.